time for WWE. Let me see. The story is this. The guy on the phone, his name is Stephen Schutt. And he is representing the people who are selling the house that Elvis lived in 1956. Right, Rob?
Jack, the house on Audubon Drive.
Wow. On Audubon Drive.
Audubon Drive, Jack.
It's on eBay. And the current bid is $425,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we love Elvis. We love everything about Elvis. Let's now welcome.
Here they come.
As their helicopter gets here. E. Hey, Jack.
How great thou art!
I have a question for you.
Yeah, ma'am.
Who the freak is running the dump on the station, ma'am?
I don't know, babe. All sorts of crazy goings on.
They're deleting out things they should not delete out, Jack.
I wonder if they could see how sad that makes us. Ma'am. Man, I'm starving to death. How about a fool's loaf?
Oh, peanut butter and burned bacon, Jack.
And a whole loaf of bread, hollowed out, man.
If only I could have seen how the dumb button would later come to haunt me in my life. I wanted to say something on the radio. But now if I say it, I will draw more attention to it. I have to wait for my opportunity again.
That's right, E.
Someday it will come, E.
It will.
Fear not, there will be other chances.
It will come via one of you listeners out there.
Yes.
One of you people. Who knows what I am talking about?
Perhaps if the game is played again sometime, I will send a mind message to this listener who is aware of our dilemma. Try it again sometime. You will not reach the same fate.
Like the Magic 8 Ball. Please try again.
Try again sometime and have fun with it like we do, because we thought that your stinkiest game was very, very accurate.
I do not like Stinky Pinky.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
What a friend we have in Jesus. Jesus.
It's a hot time in Florida.
Oh, I sure can get sticky, Jack.
Man, I tell you, I've been up all night, sleeping all day.
Hey. You know, German chocolate cake is not always made in Germany.
That's true.
That was one thing I remember when I was over there meeting Scylla for the very first time when she was 9 or 10 or 12.
Hey. Either way, Jack, she's developed. I'll tell you something.
I'll make her my bride, Jack.
She looked 12. How was that girl? 9? I said, Jack, she looks 12.
Yeah.
Man, she got pregnant in a Polaroid.
Hmm?
Hey!
Who's on this phone?
We're talking
man
with
Steven.
Hey, what's this dude selling my house for, man?
Selling our house, man.
This is our house.
It's half mine, half yours, Jack.
Hey!
Let's welcome now to the Edley phones. Steven Schutz from his website. Honky Tonk Hall of Fame.com.
How are y'all doing today?
Hey, we're doing great. How are you doing, my friend?
Fantastic.
Stephen, we are gratified that on the eBay that the bids are coming in fast and furious.
You're selling our house.
For my childhood home. Not my childhood home, that's Tupelo, Jack.
Oh, is this the house?
Is this the house that I lived in when I was 21?
Is this the house where I said, oh, my Peter?
That's Tupelo, Jack.
This is the house, man. This is the house. When you were 21, absolutely.
Oh, when I said, oh, my Peter, I was a small boy.
Hey, Steven, I got to ask you a question.
I went underneath the skirt, Jack, of a lady that was over at the house.
Cotton panties, Jack.
And then right after that, I said, oh, my Peter, it was something very sexual for a young boy to say.
How long did I live in that house, Steven?
13 months.
Only 13 months.
13 months.
But it still qualifies. That's over a year, Jack.
It is a significant 13 months, though.
Did I write any music in that house?
You remember Natalie Wood stayed there.
Natalie Wood? Oh, we were talking about her a minute ago playing a little game.
There's one thing
I didn't like about Natalie Wood.
She had a problem with feminine odor, Jack.
There was odor. That's what I didn't like.
Stinky odor.
You ever take any movies of her?
Man, we can't get there.
Are my two-way mirrors still available in the house, Jack? Well, I like to take motion pictures.
Steven, if you could say one thing about the house, one special factor, one thing that separates the house outside of the fact that I lived in it for 13 months, something good, something special, please tell me what it is.
Beautiful home, still has the Elvis vibe.
Not thick enough.
Are there any biological stains? Is there any proof that I was there?
A lock of hair.
Plenty of stucco, perhaps.
Any hair. Perhaps not a lock of hair. Perhaps an individual hair.
How about all the original fixtures from 1956?
Jack,
game room?
Let me tell you something. People buying my house do not care about my faucets. They care more about what might be inside the faucet, like Maybe some of my hair.
Yes, the king of rock and roll. Some DNA, man. Have you done a DNA sweep on the house, Stephen?
No, we've not.
Although, you know, I did not wash when I lived in the house.
Weren't you taking those deodorant pills?
1956. So were you, Jack.
We were taking those. Weren't we? I should always say it like that. We were taking those deodorant pills.
We were taking deodorant pills, Jack.
Man, how many bedrooms?
Four bedrooms.
What do comparable houses sell for in the area, Jack?
In that area, $400,000 to $500,000.
Oh, it's so
beautiful
funny.
Beautiful neighborhood.
I tell you, so funny on the comedy scene. I enjoy Carrot Top. I only wish that I could be around now to watch that boy. What's happened to that boy?
He's Buffy. He works out like that Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's taking some type of pills. I took pills, but only when the doctor gave me the pills, Jack.
Hey, Stephen, that house got any gold records on the wall, man?
If you buy it, there can be.
Is there a pool for shooting flashbulbs?
There is a fantastic pool.
Is there a backyard where I can keep my animals?
Absolutely. In fact, you should remember that Elvis had a monkey at that house.
Scattered.
I had my brother and I, we had a monkey named Scatter.
Unfortunately, due to some neglect, Scatter froze to death, clutching a pole outside.
Chain link fence, Jack.
Sorry.
It's a fact, Jack. It's a fact.
How great thou art!
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Hey, Stephen, you a big Elvis Presley fan?
Absolutely.
Yes,
saw him four times in concert.
Four times.
You mean you saw me and my brother four times?
We were on that stage. Did you see us at different stages of the career, or did you see us at the bitter end?
In the 70s.
That would have been the bitter end, man.
Right now, we are being our favorite Elvis, the purple-bloated Elvis.
Sitting on
the very end. I am constipated, Jack.
And I am sitting on my bed right now. I have a bed laid out right here. I'm eating a bowl of mashed potatoes and peas with my hands.
Tell me something. Where's this house again? What city is this in?
Memphis, Jack. Is this the house I lived in right before? Is this the house we lived in right before we bought Graceland?
Before you traded it for Graceland.
We traded it for Graceland.
It was dumb of us to do that, Jack.
No, it was a good move, man. Graceland's a mansion, Jack.
Yeah, but we traded it, Jack.
Why'd we trade it?
Why were we thinking?
Was that a good deal for us, Steven?
Fantastic deal. So many fans were...
Why were all of our movies so sucky? Why did we always end up on a bad chroma screen, a chromo color thing where I was supposed to be, my brother and I, we were supposed to be water skiing, and you could tell it was done in a fake studio somewhere, Jack.
Every movie, just one right after the other, just like the same. Sameness. Killing us with sameness, Jack.
Why were our movies so bad?
Tell us why.
Are you asking me?
Yes, Stephen. Because we would assume you're a fan.
I am a huge
King of Rock and Roll.
Why were our movies so bad, Jack?
What do you need to know about the house today?
Hey, Jack, here's another thing for you.
You taking a tone with this man?
Don't take a tone with me, goddammit.
I'm Elvis Presley.
I'll rip your tongue out by the roots!
And you guys got a hold of a lot of bootleg, haven't you?
Hey.
A lot of bootleg what, Jack? Bootleg Elvis? That's right, man. They're really... You're talking to Elvis. My brother Elvis. I want to tell you something. If we were alive, Jack... We'd have our lawyers up your ass so fast your head would spin.
Hey, what would be the current value of Graceland? You're selling our house,
you bastard. You're selling our memories.
I'm still fascinated by that. We're not here to make deals. We're here to make memories. I have a question for you. What would be the current value of Graceland?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, dear.
Hello?
He? My brother?
Yes, he.
We have driven him away.
That is impossible.
He hung up on us, man.
That is so impossible.
I'm not sure.
It was our lovable E2E shtick.
Yeah. Maybe perhaps he was scared when you said you would pull his tongue out by the roots.
I was simply referencing the tape, which he knew about.
I don't know, man.
Call him back, Rob, and ask him what his
problem was. You think he simply wants to promote this house.
Ask him how it went.
God damn it.
Ask him how it went, man. Trying to sell this house, we're drawing attention to it on eBay.
Right.
The thousands of dollars worth of valuable promotional material.
Maybe the last time he'll ever get to do this.
Hey.
On a radio show of this stature.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Since my baby left me.
I think Natalie Wood was very stinky.
Perhaps the smell of Natalie is still in the house.
I tell you who was not stinky was my mama.
Right.
My mama, and her name was, what was her name?
What do you mean my mama?
Gladys.
Why are you saying my mama? Now you're making me mad.
Our mama.
Our mama was great. Why did our movies stink?
Which stunk worse? our movies or our mamo. Our mamo had a problem with feminine odor.
Really?
That's why I always had a problem. Why we always had a problem later.
Yes, of course. But our father, Vernon, never smelled like anything but Old Spice. Old Spice, Jack.
Hey, Vern. It's me, your Sonny, and your other Sonny.
Oh, sad when we were up on that stage, E, in the mid-1970s, struggling for air. All the drugs in the world could not help us get a decent breath of air.
Right.
We were so purple, we could have been playing for the Minnesota Vikings and never put a helmet on, Jack.
It seems that our producer is having difficulty reaching this man who is selling our house.
Huh.
Our house that we lived in for 13 months.
God damn it, Jack. He's selling our memories.
Yeah,
our memories.
We're not here to make fun. We're here to make memories.
All he has offered us, and you the consumer, is fixtures and a bribe, Jack. A vibe. Not a bribe, a vibe.
Vibe.
A vibe.
You know what
I want
vibe
hair,
is?
Man. You want pieces of my hair.
You know what you want? What you want is to open up the drain to that sink. Reach inside.
Now we're talking.
Find one of our broken, corroded teeth.
You're talking, E. What you do to that house is as soon as you take purchase and close on that wonderful Memphis property, you take out a vacuum, Jack, a super high-powered one, like that British guy sells, and you suck those carpets, and then you go through the carpet bags and find hair.
I'll tell you what, Jack, that guy that does those commercials, I hate him.
He says he's invented a brand-new vacuum, Jack. He's not returning our calls.
What's the deal there, Robbie?
He's not answering, Jack.
I don't think he was pleased. Call me if his condition worsens. I am a swami.
That's a first.
Yeah.
I got news for you, Jack. That's a first. And we did not even get into our normal Elvis shtick, like asking about the colon.
How much did my colon weigh at the time of my death, Jack?
And we didn't even get to play Stinky. Who's Stinky with him?
I don't get that.
Well, there's no fun.
And I was all set to go with Natalie Wood or Ann Margaret.
And we did not mention our turkey named Bowtie.
Bowtie. Room for Bowtie in the backyard. Hey, look at that. Our chopper's here, E.
They're getting rid of us already.
Hey, want to thank that guy, although we really don't want to thank him because he hung up on us, man.
God damn it, honey. What's the problem?
What happened there?
Until next time.
Hey!
May I just say this to everybody out there?
Glory, glory, hallelujah!
I certainly hope when you move the show out of this stinking building that you get some better E2E callers.
It was a crying shame, Jack. We gotta go, man. So long.
I have to go now.
We're leaving the building.
I have just been told that Secretary Heller has driven his car off a cliff.
Oh, dear. St. Audrey Rains, man.
Come on, I have just been on the phone with my friend Jack Bauer.
Jack's a good guy, man. He kills lots of dudes, Jack.
Come on, Jack.
Come on, now, Jack. Let me into CTU. I'm a federal officer.
Oh, God. I got to go, brother.
So long. Peter's day.
I got to go.
Oh, you are going.
Oh, my Peter.
Go in the suit.
E&E, there we go. The black helicopter.
So the guy hung up.
Yeah, and he's not answering.
Guy hung up.
Well, that's a shame.
I'm not going to sell any houses.
He seemed to somehow be offended that we were going to have a lawyer up his ass.
Huh.
What a dickwad.
Like
really, what a DW.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. All we're doing is promoting the guy. The guy's selling, I mean, talk about a shyster. The guy is selling a house that Elvis lived in for a year. BFD.
Yeah, don't buy it.
Hey, it sounds like if it's selling comparable to what the houses in the neighborhood are, that's a steal.
It's in Memphis.
I'd turn it into a museum, man.
What's he doing, Jack?